This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1987.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home, at school, at play, and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There's all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie!
From Grand Rapids, Michigan, we greet all our friends, young and old, all over the world. Welcome to another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. We have another visit packed to the brim with lots of good music and an interesting and helpful story called Two Masters. It has to do with a girl whose parents are divorced and some of the problems this situation brings her way. You know, these days, we get letters every week from boys and girls whose parents have divorced. It's a hard situation for you boys and girls who are faced with that, I know, and we think the story today will be a help to you. But before story time comes sing time, and our cheerful cousins look like they're all ready to get us off on the right foot, or should I say the right note. Their first song is a rather new one called I Live.
I live because He is risen. I live with power over sin. I live because He is risen. I live to worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And a song to naturally follow that one is the old-time hymn, He Lives. Sing along if you know this one.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him,
because He lives, I can face the future unafraid. Cousin, sing a chorus that kind of puts this all together for us.
Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds a future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
It's Jonathan's turn to sing today, and his song fits very naturally after those good songs by the choir. But before his scripture and song, I think Jonathan would like to tell us what he has new at his house. What is it, Jonathan?
A baby.
Your mom had a baby, right?
Yep.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
How much did he weigh?
7 pounds, 4 ounces.
Did he have any hair when he was born?
Yes.
What color?
Black.
Oh, black. Now, yours is kind of red. Do you think maybe his might turn red?
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Now, does he cry?
Yes.
I guess all babies do. Have you had to help change his diaper yet?
No.
No, you leave that to Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, let's have your good scripture from Job and then your song, In His Mighty Hand, all right?
Job 12:9-10. Who knows not in all these that the hand of the Lord hath wrought this, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. In his hands he holds majestic mountain steep. In his hands he holds the foaming ocean deep. In his hands he holds the rushing winds that sweep. And in his mighty hands he's holding me. In his hands he holds the brilliant starry sky. In his hands he holds the little birds that fly. In his hands he holds the helpless babies that cry. And in his mighty hands he's holding me. In his hands he holds the brooks and waterfalls. In his hands he holds the woods and flowered halls. In his hands he holds each living thing that calls. And in his mighty hands he's holding me. With his hands he holds the ones that I adore. From his hands he daily gives me more and more. With his hands he guides me to the other shore. For in his mighty hands he's holding me.
Oh, I'm so glad that I am in God's mighty hand and that He is in control. And boys and girls, if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, then you can sing along with our second cousins, "Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world."
Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me.
Yes, greater is He, Jesus, who lives in all Christians than he, Satan, who is in the world. That's a wonderful promise. And you know something else that's wonderful to think about? The Lord Jesus was once a child, just like you boys and girls listening. When He was here on earth, He went through many of the same problems and difficulties that you are going through. It's 3-year-old Sherilyn's turn to sing today, and she has a song that tells us more about it. It's called "Just Like Me," but first she has a verse from Luke.
Luke 2:40. Jesus grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Little Lord Jesus, child was new, just like me. Dearly he loved his parents too, just like me. I am as lad can be, for in the Bible I can see. Little Lord Jesus,
Quite often in my mail, I get letters that say something like this.
Uncle Charlie, I have very few friends at school, and sometimes I get so lonely. What can I do?
First of all, talk to the Lord about it. Then, secondly, remember what the book of Proverbs says about this. In Proverbs, we're told that a person who wants friends should be a friend. I think you'll like Lisa Sue's bright song about this. It's called, I Love Having Friends.
They'll pick you first in baseball, make you first batter up. Invite you to come over when their dog has some pups. They'll applaud at your recital till our fingers are numb. Even offer you their last piece of gum. Already chewed, ooh! Favorite tree. Make sure your word is easy in the next spelling bee. They'll share with you their milkshake and they won't even mind when you reach in your pocket and you don't have a dime. Sorry.
Are you using Keys for Kids? You aren't? Well, you're really missing something wonderful. Now, I'm not saying that just because we publish it. I'm saying that because that's what others tell us. Keys for Kids is our daily devotional designed to be read to or by boys and girls of school age. There's a story for every day, a suggested scripture reading, a how about you section where you can apply what you read to your own life, a verse to memorize, and a key phrase for the day. It's all free for the asking. Oh, help with printing and postage is appreciated, but not necessary. So write and ask for Keys for Kids, and we'll send it out to you. Get your letter in the mail this week for sure. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Well, before long, it will be time for our story called Two Masters. Although especially good for those of you living in homes where mom and dad are divorced, the lesson in the story is good for all of us. To get us ready for that story, another Lisa from our choir sings a prayer song. May Christ be seen in me.
May Christ be seen in me, O Lord. Hear thou my earnest plea. Oh, take me, fill me, use me, Lord, till Christ be seen in me. Oh, Lord, I give myself to thee and all that I possess. I lay aside my sinful pride and claim thy righteousness. My will I shatter at thy feet. I pray thy will be done. My only plea to live for thee and magnify thy Son. May Christ be seen in me, O Lord. Hear thou my earnest plea. Oh, take me, fill me, use me, Lord, till Christ be seen in me.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Sherry Kite, is entitled Two Masters. School is over for another week. Lisa and her friend Kathy are on their way home.
Free at last. I love weekends, don't you, Lisa?
Yeah, school sure gets to be a drag sometimes.
You mean most of the time. Hey, are you going to the class party tomorrow night?
Can't. I'm spending the weekend at my dad's.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting about your folks being divorced. It's been almost a year, hasn't it?
10 months, and I still can't get over it.
Really bad, huh?
You don't know the half of it, Kathy. Things were never that great around the house before. I mean, they used to fight all the time, and sometimes they even prayed they would break up.
You did?
I guess I thought if they were apart, they couldn't fight anymore, and then I could have some peace and quiet. Well, it's quiet, all right. It's almost like having no family at all.
But your mom's there, isn't she?
Oh, sure, when she's not working. But by the time she gets home at night, she's too tired to do anything with me. After all, I'm only her daughter.
That's too bad, Lisa. What about your dad?
Well, my dad's great. Since he became a Christian a few months ago, he's really changed. But sometimes I think he expects too much of me.
What do you mean? You're a Christian, aren't you?
Sure I am. But Dad thinks I should read the Bible more and pray and tell people about Jesus, too. Those things would be easy to do if Mom were a Christian, but she's not. The Bible says children should obey their parents. But how does God expect me to please both my parents when they're so different?
Lisa! Lisa, I'm home! Lisa!
What?
Turn down that stereo!
I can't hear you!
I said turn down that... Why do you insist on playing that music so loud? You know our landlady said she'd kick us out if we didn't keep the noise down.
So what? We could find another apartment. Anything would be better than this place.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Lisa. This happens to be all we can afford right now.
Yeah? Well, we were sure a lot better off when you and Dad were still married.
Now, don't start that again. Your father and I couldn't get along before, and we certainly couldn't now since he's become so religious. Here, help me put these groceries away.
Oh, you stopped to buy groceries? I wondered why you were so late. I'm starving.
You could have started something for supper, you know.
Not me. That's a mother's job.
Well, a mother should be able to get a little cooperation once in a while. By the way, have you got anything planned for after supper?
Yeah, I do. I have to write a special report for my Sunday school class. Out of all the kids in the whole class, Mr. Taylor picked me to do the report. I'm going to be busy with Dad tomorrow, so this is the only night I have to work on it.
Oh, that's too bad. Stacy's department store is having a sale, and I thought maybe you and I could go shopping for a while. But if you're too busy...
Shopping? Oh, Mom, can I have a new blouse? I really need one.
But I thought you had to work on that report.
It's not that important.
I thought so. Well, I'm glad to know your father's religious ideas haven't changed you completely. But we'd better hurry if we expect to make it before the stores close.
Well, Lisa, I think we should be on time for Sunday school, even though we did sleep a bit late. It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
Sure is, Dad. Out in the country, everything seems so green and pretty, not like our dingy old apartment.
You know, a ray of sunshine can brighten up the darkest surroundings. When the joy of the Lord is in your heart, it can make you see everything in a different light.
Might be that way for other people, but not for me. I sure don't have any joy.
I wonder... Have you been reading your Bible and praying like you should?
Oh, Dad, I just can't. Not with Mom around.
You mean she forbids you to do those things?
Well, no, not exactly. But I know she doesn't like it. It's just not fair. Why didn't God give me a happy home with two Christian parents?
I can't answer that, sweetheart. There's nothing that would make me happier than to see your mother accept Christ as her Savior. I've talked to her about it. But I can't make her become a Christian. It's her decision.
If God's so powerful, why can't he change her?
He can and he will if she allows him to. That's where you come in.
Me?
Of course. You can be an example to her. Your life can do more to convince her than 1,000 sermons ever could.
But I'm just a kid. She wouldn't change because of me.
The Bible is filled with examples of young people who let God work in their lives. Samuel, David, Daniel.
I wish I could be that kind of a Christian, but it's just too hard. If I lived with you all the time, maybe I could. But living with Mom, it's impossible.
All right, quiet. Quiet, let's settle down, class. I think everyone's here. Bill, would you ask the Lord to bless our class time this morning?
Dear Lord, I pray that you would bless us as we study your word. Help us to apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bill. Now, last week we talked about Moses when he was a baby and how God protected him from the evil king who tried to kill him. This week's lesson is about Moses growing up in Egypt. But you know something? I'm not going to teach the lesson.
What's he talking about?
That's right, class. A member of our class has agreed to write a special report about the early life of Moses. Lisa, you may come up now and give your report, please.
Oh, Mr. Taylor, I just can't.
Oh, now, I know you're a little nervous, but after all your hard work this week, I'm sure you'll do just fine.
But you don't understand. I don't have it.
Hmm?
I was going to do it on Friday night, but I couldn't, and then I just forgot, and...
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Lisa. Well, since you are not able to give your report, we'll take time to read the second chapter of the book of Exodus together, and then we'll discuss it. Lisa, I'd like to see you after class, please.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Taylor?
Yes. Sit down, please, Lisa. I'd like to discuss that report that you didn't finish this week.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Taylor, but it's really not my fault.
Oh?
Yeah. You see, it's my mom and dad. They're divorced, and I have to live with my mom, and she's not a Christian.
Yes, I know that, Lisa. Your father has spoken to me about the problem, but what does that have to do with your not finishing that report?
Oh, you don't understand. You're just like my dad and everyone else around here. You all expect me to be a super Christian. You don't know what it's like living with someone who could care less about God and who laughs at you whenever you try to talk about him.
Well, did your mother tell you not to do that report, Lisa?
Well, no, but...
You've talked to me about having trouble in some other areas, lying, cheating. You mentioned talking back to your parents one time. Now, whose fault are those things?
I don't know.
I think I'm beginning to see what the problem is. You are trying to serve two masters.
I know. My mom and my dad.
No, that's not what I mean. I think the two masters you're trying to serve are the Lord and the devil.
What do you mean? I'm not serving the devil. I know Jesus is my Savior.
Well, that may be, Lisa. But the Bible says in Romans 6:16, to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are. You see, God doesn't force anyone to obey him, not even his own children.
But I come to church almost every week. Doesn't that prove I'm a good Christian?
Mm-hmm. Well, why do you come to church, Lisa?
Well, I guess it's because Dad wants me to. It wouldn't be much fun staying home alone on Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm. You see, that's what I'm talking about. It's easy to act like a Christian when it's convenient or when it would please others. But how do you act at home where it's not so easy to live for God?
I suppose I do act a lot different. But I always thought it was Mom's fault.
It's always easier to blame someone else for our sins than it is to blame ourselves. Taking responsibility for our own actions is an important step in growing as a Christian. You remember the story of Moses?
Sure. What about it?
Well, Moses grew up in Pharaoh's palace. For 40 years, he was surrounded by people who practiced all kinds of sin and idolatry.
But Moses grew up to be a great man of God.
That's right. Because he chose to do God's will. If we really want to obey God, he'll help us to do it, in spite of our situation.
Thanks, Mr. Taylor. I really do want to serve God. If he could help Moses grow up right, then I know he'll help me too. That was a good dinner, Mom. Roast beef is my favorite.
Why, thank you, Lisa.
Need any help with the dishes?
I don't think so. Why don't you just run along and enjoy yourself?
Well, I wouldn't want you to get too tired. I know how hard you've been working lately. Oh, Mom, a friend from school asked me to go to her church tomorrow night. They're having a gospel music concert. Can I go?
You don't usually ask my permission before you go away. Suppose I say no.
Well, I really would like to go, but if you say no, then I guess I'll just stay home.
Boy, that's a switch. I suppose it wouldn't hurt anything to let you go, as long as you don't start pushing religion down my throat.
Oh, no, Mom. I wouldn't do that.
I don't know what's gotten into you, but I really like your attitude lately. You seem so much more cheerful and helpful around the house. It sure is a change for the better.
Thanks, Mom. Everything does seem a lot better when you've only got one master.
Well, I'm sure many of you listening right now can identify with the girl in the story. Perhaps your home has gone through a divorce or one of your parents is not a Christian. Remember, you can be a good witness by your life as well as by your lips. Well, time's up for today's visit. I'll be happy to hear from you. If you have a problem, perhaps like the girl in the story, share it with me. Let me pray for you and perhaps be of some help. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now. God bless you.